I push a button, now what?
If you laugh, that's... It's a new year.
It is. Yes.
It's awesome. A new year.
I love New Year's.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm stealing this intro.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
My name is Owen Schrock.
My name is Elias Raver.
And I'm Mervin Mullet.
Yay, we got Mervin out of his comfort zone, right?
Yes. Yeah. Is that right. What we're talking about today is comfort zones?
Comfort zones. What is a comfort zone? That's a question I have, and I do not have the answer.
Mervin said comfort zones are what?
Where dreams go to die.
Yeah. Comfort zones are where dreams go to die. Are comfort zones a real thing or is it a fake thing? Like, why is there such a thing as comfort zones?
I think it's 100% real, yeah.
Yeah. It's real to people anyways.
So, like making a coffee, going in by the fireplace, sitting there under a blanket, that could be the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be mental, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. A comfort zone, like it could be...
It starts mentally and then it produces results physically.
Mm-hmm. You ever see these people that just come in to church and they sit on the back bench at church? I think that's probably a comfort zone issue.
So we should start marking those benches. Comfort zone.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Put a sign right on
comfort zone.
So maybe if you're the person that like if you're the person that like sits on the back bench, the back three benches in church, maybe just a very simple thing is like start sitting up further.
So
just challenge
your
comfort zone a little bit.
Today's topic on comfort zones. How do you get out of comfort zones? Stay out of comfort zones. What is a comfort zone? Why are they dangerous? What was that title that AI came up with? Something about a real shocking title about comfort zones, like they are very dangerous to your health and life. So my question, I guess, to kick this off is, what is something you've done that was out of your comfort zone? This might be revealing more than I figured. Okay, I'll go first. So for me, I don't really care for height. Like I fell through a roof once. It was not a good experience. Broke my back.
Oh no.
In the hospital, full body.
I didn't know this.
Full body brace. For like 6 weeks.
When was this?
I was 14.
Okay. I didn't know you when you were
14. Fell 16 feet onto concrete. Almost died because I landed right beside a huge tow motor forklift and put my arm underneath to support my back, take weight off my back because it was hurting. So I don't like heights. We had a harvestor silo growing up, 100 footer. You could actually see the lake, like Lake Ontario from the top of the silo. But I never got there. It was out of my comfort zone. I started... but never made it to the top. Years ago, we went on this trip with Conklin to Branson to have fun because whatever, they awarded us this trip. First thing in the morning, we went to this place where they had all the rides and the fun stuff. I probably should not have, but they had this roller coaster and a bunch of our friends were like, hey, let's go do the roller coaster, you know. Well, this is first thing in the morning, early morning, no breakfast. And last minute, my wife and I are like, hey, let's go. We had a child along. So we found some of the other friends to watch the child in the stroller while we jumped on the roller coaster. And this thing, and I don't enjoy not being able to control where I'm going, how fast I get there, when I get there, when I, you know, all those things were out of control. And the thing goes up this long slope. Click, 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 just all the way up. And then, and it doesn't even stop. It just keeps going over the top and then straight down, like 100 and some miles per hour, 160 or something, straight down towards the river. And then you get to the bottom and the thing loops and then it does a reverse corkscrew, throws you out. And I got off there and I was probably shaking, felt like fainting. I felt horrible. And that was out of my comfort zone. I don't know if I would go on it again, honestly. So I don't know. I'm not sure how to, how should I look at this? Was that a comfort zone? Am I still in the comfort zone because I refuse to go on it again? I mean, it was my first roller coaster ride. It was also my last. But that's one experience where I did go outside of the comfort zone. Now I see it more as it's just not worth it, really. The payoff, the reward isn't high enough that it's not really worth doing. Mm-hmm. That's a, kind of the way I look at it. And I know multimillionaires that, you know, they don't go on roller coasters. I'm like, I'm fine with that. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah, I have a similar story to whitewater rafting one time. We went whitewater rafting on the New River down in Virginia. The water normally is like 3,000, I don't know, they call it cubic feet or whatever they call it. It was flowing. When we got on it with rafts, it was at 11,000 and it was raining. So it was literally coming up. Like the river was getting faster and faster. And that day we did, I think it was 23 rapids that were class 5. And that's like, you can't, there's nothing like a class 6 rapid. I just, it was like, by the time we got off of that river, I've never went whitewater rafting since. I've not just intentionally like, hey, let's go whitewater rafting. We've went fly fishing on rivers out west that we have took rafts and went through some whitewater. But there was like a goal, a destination. It wasn't like, hey, let's just get on this and just go for the fun of it. I don't know if I would call that a comfort zone. Definitely. I mean, it definitely is a comfort zone, but I personally, there's nothing in me that would want to get back on that raft and do that day again. Like we lost people that went down for 8-10 seconds, disappeared. It was like they're in a toilet bowl. And I'm like, my brothers flew off and, you know, a really good friends of ours, their daughters were along and they flew off. And my hands literally the next week, I couldn't use my fingers well because they hurt so bad from pulling people in. And that was no fun. Like to me, that was no fun. And I don't, you know, most comfort zones, like when you go out of your comfort zone, eventually that comfort zone is, or that thing that challenged you, you can literally have something that really challenges you and gets you out of your comfort zone. And when you do it enough, it becomes your comfort zone. And then you need to like move past that again. You understand? I don't know, like the roller coaster thing or the whitewater rafting thing, like those are fun things. I don't know, you know, maybe if I would go do that 10 times, it'd be like, oh, no big deal. But I do think in business, there's comfort zones that, you know, maybe we're scared to public speak or lead out in a meeting. And when we, you know, for me, I remember my first times getting up public speaking and it really got me out of my comfort zone. And it still gets me out of my comfort zone, but I get up there, I do it and it doesn't, I don't sweat as much as I used to.
I actually helped you once get out of your comfort zone years ago. So Sunday morning, I was on for like, I don't know, was it supervisor, Sunday school supervisor or something? It was my job to line up a speaker or someone to have like a devotional at church Sunday morning. And I don't know what happened that week, but you didn't get the message. So Sunday morning, you walk into church and I'm like, hey, you're ready to go up and have devotions this morning? You're like, what? Is it my turn? Like, am I on? Yeah, if you don't, we don't really have anyone else. And you're like, sure, I'll go up. Well, it was probably, I don't know, your first or second time ever in front of a crowd. You got out of your comfort zone. I'm pretty sure it was a little bit of a stretch. It probably wasn't as bad as it would have been for some others like myself. Just going and doing it, you could have easily said, no, I didn't prepare anything. I'm not, this isn't, you know, it's too far out of my comfort zone. But you stepped up and did it. And look where you're at now. You're on a podcast.
So I've never been on a roller coaster or any ride that was
it's
out
time
of my
to
comfort
get
zone.
You.
I mean, I've been on plenty, but they were not out of my comfort zone is what I'm saying. Like,
if you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a 4-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead and grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.
I've never been on a ride that I was like, oh, I'm not doing that again, ever. I love it. But probably the most uncomfortable thing I ever did, I don't know about ever, but that I can remember that stands out was a few years ago, Rudy wanted me to just share for a couple minutes on a team conference call. This was uncharted territory, like to, you know, just, he said it could be about anything. Just say a couple words. He wanted some interaction from the listeners. And he's like, Mervin, I need you to say something tonight. A couple minutes worth. And I was scared to death. Like, what am I going to say? I'm going to mess it up. I sat out in the truck and like rehearsed for 30 minutes before the conference call. Like, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Just like sweating and nervous. But like, I knew I had to do it. Like, I had to get past that. That was something that I had to get over. So I did. And I'm sure I stumbled around a lot. Then once I did, it was like, well, that's not that bad. Mm-hmm. A couple months later, he had me mention like, hey, you know, say a couple words again. So, okay, that time I only like rehearsed for about 5 minutes before. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of went from there to where like I had some talks at like we had core group meetings. Like he'd have me sometimes get up and talk and probably like, I'm sure he was doing it for me. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because I needed that. And the only reason I agreed to do it is because I needed that. I wasn't telling them anything. Like these roofers that were in the core group, they knew just as much and more than I did. It was like, I couldn't say no because I had to get past that. Like mm-hmm. I couldn't get to the other side of me, to the better version of myself without accepting that yep. challenge, getting it's out true. Of my comfort zone and just say something. Like those people, like they don't care. You never yeah. look at someone up there speaking and be like, man, I wish he'd just sit down and shut up, you know, unless it's Gavin Newsom, maybe. I don't yeah. know. But, you know, it's say,
getting out of your comfort zone here, getting political, huh?
Yeah, that's to me. That was all. That's always been the biggest thing. Like getting on the podcast is out of my comfort
yeah. Look
zone.
At this. Now you're on a podcast. Yeah, but it I all guess, started yeah. with being on a phone call for a
conference
bit, right?
call. Yeah, yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I was talking to our youngest daughter last night because she's getting pretty good on a piano, and she's only 9 years old. And she's getting pretty good on a piano. And so I was like, that sounds really pretty. I said, you should start playing at church sometimes. And she was like, no, I wouldn't play for a couple more years. Like, what would happen? She said, I sometimes make mistakes. And I'm like, everybody makes mistakes, you know? And it was just a little teaching moment to her, like, get out of your comfort zone. Now I asked her, I said, you know, if somebody's up there playing a piano and they make a mistake, like literally they're playing the song, and they forget how to play that part, and they literally stop playing the piano, and they look at the crowd, and they're like, I forgot this piece, but I know this other piece well, and they go play that other piece. I asked Kay, I said, would you care? And she was like, no, I wouldn't care. That's okay for them. And I'm like, no, it's okay for you too. Our comfort zone's like, we're thinking about ourselves most of the times. And when we start thinking about how we can add value to somebody else, then maybe getting in front of that crowd is a little bit easier, or our hands get a little sweatier when we stop making it so much about ourselves and we start making it more about other people.
Decision time. What do you really, really, really want? That's usually the first step to getting out of a comfort zone, maybe even becoming aware of a comfort zone. Like, what do you really, really, really want? For a lot of us, it's going back pre-Conklin, before Conklin, the life we were living then. And we didn't want it. For me, I didn't want to be there. $140,000 in debt, credit card debt. Like, I didn't want to be there, living in an old house. You remember how it was? Like, horrible shape house. I just absolutely did not want to be there. So I had to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it was outside of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. But you take one step at a time. So what do you really want? Is it outside your current zone of comfort, your current place where you're okay with just living life normally like you used to? How bad do you want it? And then do or do not. I think that would be my final comment on this idea is either decide to and then take that step, take at least the first step towards that, or decide to not. Because living in that indecision, and sometimes I personally just don't think it's real good to live in indecision for a long time. Very stressful. It's just not a good place to be. So decide, do or do not.
You know what kills most squirrels on the road?
Indecision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
They come out in the middle and then they go back and forth a few times and you hit them.
I've hit a bunch like that. It's like, dude, if you just kept on going, you'd be fine.
Yeah, a comfort zone's like they keep you literally from living the life that you're dreaming about living. The thing you fear, your comfort zone is keeping you from experiencing what you want. And if you're going to go after, like some people say, oh, those people just get lucky. I don't know how they always get lucky. No, show me somebody that's successful year after year, and I guarantee you I'll show you somebody that's consistently getting out of their comfort zone. and the things that maybe were a comfort zone at one time in their life are not so much, or things that challenge them maybe at one part of their life and got them out of a comfort zone, maybe they don't challenge them so much anymore. And now there's, you know, it's how you grow as a person. And now there's something new that they have to do to get out of that comfort zone. And you just continually grow that way.
Probably the sentence that has changed my life the most is the, you get what you tolerate. I forget where I even said that. But a couple of years ago, I either read it or heard it somewhere. Some guy mentioned, you get what you tolerate. So I would say that kind of falls into the comfort zone. Toleration is probably the definition of a comfort zone. Mm. Like it's somewhere where you're just, it's not ideal, but you put up with it. And as long as you put up with it, you're staying there. If you want to get out, you have to quit tolerating it. And to me, that's kind of my motto in all areas of life. Like not just business, but personal life. Like if it's something I don't like, you just have to make a decision. Am I going to tolerate it or not? Because if you're not going to tolerate it, then draw a line in the sand and don't. And then your situation changes.
Words of wisdom right there. You get what you tolerate. The someday aisle, I've heard, the someday aisle is a bad place to live.
If you missed the Leadership Essentials seminar, you can now get the full recordings, plus a whole list of solid bonuses. That includes a 4-week live Zoom masterclass on sales and closing using the Four Natures framework, so you understand how different people think, decide, and buy. Check it out at smarterroofer.com/lead. And grab the Leadership Essentials recordings, the upcoming live masterclass by Elias Raber, and more. That's smarterroofer.com/lead.